And with me from the National Weather Service in Duluth is Mike Stewart. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, Mike, let's first of all talk about wind chill. Cold weather, finally.
Yes, cold weather. We finally got looking at our first below zero days, widespread below zero temperatures. We're looking at, like, tonight up near the lake, probably in the lower zero figures, probably zero to minus four, and then away from the lake, probably looking at minus five to minus 10. And on Christmas Day, it's going to be kind of cold, just in the single figures above zero. So, and then Tuesday night, about the same temperatures. And we have a wind chill advisory out for tonight. Looking for wind chills about minus 25 to minus 40, which means frostbite, and if you expose skin, about 15 to 30 minutes. So that's our first, you know, first good cold snap that we've had this year.
You're only a weatherman would call it good cold snap.
Well, I wouldn't say it's good. Let's
yeah,
just say
I know.
A decent. Yeah, that's true. A weatherman, you know, we have our.
Yeah,
we're different.
Several people have told me that. Oh no, that's not true. Hey, listen, how about a white Christmas? Any chance of that?
No, what snow you see in the ground, that's going to be it. We're not going to have any snow at all. We may have some snow. The next shot of snow looks like maybe Friday night and Saturday, but it's just not going to be much. Maybe an inch or so, but no big storms. And then and through the new year, beginning of the new year, same thing. Maybe something on New Year's Eve, but again, it's going to be light, no big storms on the horizon. So actually pretty quiet, and we're going to be cold here the next 2 to 3 days, and then by the end of the week we're looking at highs in the 20s and lows in the teens, and then it starts getting cold again on Sunday, back highs in the teens.
So we're going to have a cold New Year's Eve, are we?
Yeah, it looks like a cold New Year's Eve, probably temperatures down around zero, it looks like. So it'd be kind of cold when people go out for their New Year's festivities.
Well, I'm telling you one thing, Mike, you guys down in the Duluth area, you got more snow than we do up here, at least along the shore.
That's true. We had some couple snow bands that came through that last storm, so we picked up that with that. And then when we had the rain, we didn't lose. We only lost about half of it. Yeah, you guys don't have as much snow, so unfortunately, more bare spots.
Okay, well, I suppose that's what we have to live with for Christmas and New Year's, but it doesn't sound like it's bone-cracking cold, and that we won't have to worry about doing much shoveling, I guess. So.
No, not much shoveling, and yeah, it's not super cold, so, you know, everybody have a nice Christmas, very nice Christmas there, and hope everybody stays safe, and we'll do well there.
Good. Well, I want to wish you and everyone down there at the National Weather Service a Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for putting up with us once a week.
Oh, this is, I really enjoy this.
Well, good, Mike. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you, or somebody, a week from now. How's that?
Sounds good. Thank
okay.
You. Merry Christmas.